Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can, if we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Our next guest, Claudio Miranda, who runs a great company called Organic Bouquet. Welcome to the Green Front, Claudio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us, I know the story, but it's worth telling how far ahead of the curve you and Gerald Perlman were when you started the company, what, 7, 8, 9 years ago, and what you saw as a need. What was a niche you were trying to fill, and how difficult was it to have a service or a product on the market before the public really knew it even cared or wanted such a thing?
Sure. Well, the launch date was in 2001, and at the time, you'd be able to go into any supermarket, particularly, let's say, a natural food store. Everything on the shelf would be natural or organic to one extent or the other, except for the main thing you usually see when you walk into a store, and that is the floral section. So interestingly enough, everything was being addressed or increasingly being addressed in the natural products industry, but flowers were being ignored as far as the need to convert conventionally grown flowers to organic and sustainable farming methods. And so it was with that insight that that would be the next big category to transform that the company was formed. And since then, we've been building consumer demand, industry awareness, and trying to initiate organic production with some of the world's biggest floral companies to essentially create organic flowers as the standard for the industry.
Did Paul Hawken have something to do with the genesis of this company, or was that another flower company?
Yeah, well, Dave Smith from Smith & Hawken, he was initially involved with Gerald. They were together at the time of the formation, but he was involved for a very brief period at that time.
See, there is a Paul Hawken connection in the show.
Yeah, there is.
All roads lead to Paul. And so tell us, you know, how difficult it was really to, let people know why natural flowers are better than the pesticide-laden version, even if you have to pay, I don't know, how many more dollars per dozen, and what has happened to the price over the years as demand has grown.
Well, if we think back 8 years, and it's even true of today, that most people associate organic with foods. That has changed in recent years, but we still find that people think organic is something that I'm ingesting, entering into my body, and therefore it has personal benefits. But we all know in the industry that organic, first and foremost, stands for an environmental benefit and also a benefit for the farm workers so that they're not exposed to harmful chemicals. But because consumers really weren't there at the time and increasingly are getting there, but there was a delay there, there was the big question mark, why organic flowers? Why are they important to me as a consumer if I'm not eating them? And so it really was an uphill battle in terms of trying to educate the consumer to not associate organic so much with a personal health benefit, but first and foremost with an environmental and social benefit, and the health being a byproduct of that. And that's been part of the uphill battle on the demand side. On the supply side, then, is working with flower growers and encouraging them to initiate organic production. Because just like any other form of agriculture, it's largely dominated by conventional farming practices. But really trying to go in there and change the ways of farming that have been in practice for decades is also an uphill battle. So it's really creating the supply and the demand that we set forth in this challenge of creating this company.
It reminds me a little bit of educating people about organic fair trade coffee. It's a commodity that most people somehow didn't necessarily associate with organic or think of the growers, and yet now we're much more aware.
That's correct.
So what about local is important as organic. Where are your flowers grown?
Well, Well, we have a lot of flowers that are grown in California farms that we're partnered with. In fact, I'm currently at one of the farms as we speak in Santa Barbara, of all places. We're having some fires at the moment, so it's a little bit of a hazardous situation at the moment. But there's a lot of farms in Southern California as well as in between L.A. and San Francisco. We source flowers from various farms in this region, and then other farms are also located in South America. Some of the largest rose-producing regions in the globe are Colombia and Ecuador because of the year-round stable climate that's conducive to producing quality roses. So a lot of the roses do come from Colombia and Ecuador, and the balance of most of the other flowers that we get come from California.
And what about the embedded energy in transporting flowers from that area? I'm sure being a sustainable company and being responsible, you've thought about that and perhaps have found some way to offset or at least explain it.
Absolutely. Well, there's an explanation and an offset. We do offset our shipments. We currently are in a carbon offset program where the proceeds from that program go to a reforestation program in Nicaragua. So that's to at least offset those shipments. But at the end of the day, 70 to 80% of the flowers that are sold here in the United States and indeed the world are imported from Colombia and Ecuador. That's really where the source of the problem is. That's where the largest environmental footprint is being made. That's where some of the larger social issues exist. And so if we were to not go to the source of the problem and address it head on at that source, we would be ignoring the majority of the problem. So we try to take a balanced approach by going to the source of the problem, helping the communities in those areas to understand the importance of organic and sustainable agriculture, helping them adopt those practices and solve the issues in those key areas while balancing it with the local issues of trying to source flowers locally in California as well as in Florida so that we reduce our carbon footprint there.
Well, if anyone needs to get in touch with the magic of nature, just look into the face of a flower, if a flower has a face. Most amazing creations. And this is a time of year, springtime, when we have beautiful tulips in our house, and it's Mother's Day. But these tulips are not organic because someone brought them to a party we had last week. But it's not always easy to get organic flowers. Tell us how we can, and is it only online, or do you have outlets out there, in the physical world?
We are increasingly developing a wholesale division where we're selling to supermarkets and florists. But by and large, for the history of the company and up until today, our primary way of selling flowers is through the internet at organicbouquet.com. And so today you can find flowers that are not only certified organic, but really we feel and have felt over the course of the years that we need to address a broader range of social and environmental issues. Organic, as noble as it is, does not in and of itself address some of these social issues that, for example, fair trade might address, as well as some broader ecological issues, maybe issues surrounding wastewater management, et cetera. And so we've actually adopted a broad range of sustainability standards. So depending on what the values are of our customers, if they really feel more strongly about social issues or broader ecological issues, or if they specifically care about organic issues, we really stand for the world's first florist that offers products under a full umbrella of sustainability standards.
Claudia, we just have 30 seconds left. They are the most gorgeous long-stem organic flowers I've ever seen. I ordered them once. How much more does one have to spend to get them organic and online?
Well, we are very price competitive. If you go out and just shop around for flowers on the internet, you'll find that we are equally priced. We're not the low price leader, but we're certainly not the highest price. Really with us, you get the best balance of quality with a commitment to the environment and to social causes. So it's really
great.
The best of both worlds.
We're out of time. Thank you so much, Claudia Miranda. Just in time for Mother's Day, Organic Bouquet, check them out. I wholeheartedly support what they're doing. We'll be back right after these messages with another Green Business Leader.